Exercise 5, page 47. Text 1.
First, let me just say that there's no need to be alarmed. The reason I called you into my office has nothing to do with the quality of your work. In fact, we have all been quite impressed with what you've accomplished in the short time you've been here.
Thanks. I have to admit I've been worried that I spend too long on things, that I'm not as efficient as I could be.
Quite the contrary. Some of the others here say you're making them look inefficient in comparison.
I didn't mean to do that.
I'm sure. Don't worry so much about trying to impress. Take some time and get to know some of your colleagues. Some of them actually worry about your focusing so much on work. Take a break once in a while.
Well, I never thought about it like that. I know I can come across as intense sometimes, and I wouldn't want people to get the wrong idea and complain. I'll make more of an effort to relax and get to know people.
Great. Glad you understand.
Text 2.
As I'm sure you know, Mr. Park is coming here from head office this afternoon. I'll be meeting him for lunch at our usual place, and I expect that he'll outline some of the changes that are happening with the company. I'm sure there's nothing to worry about. Nobody is going to lose their job. You'll get a chance to hear about the changes from him directly after we do a quick walk around. Now I want the place looking great. You know what they say, a place for everything and everything in its place. I want Mr. Park to get an idea about how organized we are here. So let's take our coffee break and then spend until lunch making this place look like the first day we walked in here.
Text 3.
Today on our show, we have efficiency expert Donna Lowell.
Good morning, Lars.
Now, you have some interesting ideas about working from home versus the workplace. Can you tell our listeners about your recent study?
Sure. You see, contrary to popular belief, the evidence suggests that overall, working from home is not as efficient as we might think.
And why is that?
Well, we tend to think about the home worker as a model employee. You know, someone who is highly disciplined and able to focus on work much better without all the distractions of the office. But if we look at the average home worker, we find that's far from the truth.
Yes, I know. I'm pretty average myself in that regard.
The fact is, the social element of the workplace, while it might seem like a distraction, is actually a motivating force. People simply tend to work harder when they feel like others are watching them.
I can see your point there. But what about people who say they're more productive because they don't have to spend time commuting to and from work every day?
Sure, there's no doubt that may be true for certain people. But statistics show that productivity is more dependent on other factors. For starters, things like sleeping properly, eating well, exercising, and generally taking care of yourself.
Right. I mean, I don't think anyone could argue with that.
Of course, those factors apply to both remote working and in-house working. Generally speaking, though, and I like to borrow a quote here, you should focus on being productive instead of busy.
That's a good one. I think we all have that colleague who's an expert at looking busy.
Too true. So that kind of employee certainly won't work better at home. But my study goes further than that. The results show that, as is sometimes claimed, working from home does not, in fact, reduce stress or job burnout. In fact, we found that a good team spirit and camaraderie is the thing that combats stress most effectively.
That's interesting.
Yes. Say, for example, that you've got a pressing deadline looming. People alone at home will feel exactly the same pressure to meet the deadline, but also feel the added pressure of having to motivate and discipline themselves. They've got nobody to bounce ideas off of. They've got nobody to exchange a bit of banter with. Without other people around to share the burden, they may even end up feeling totally overwhelmed by the whole thing.
You raise an interesting point. While remote work may be more convenient for some, for others, it could actually become quite lonely over time. Thank you so much for joining us today, Donna. I just have time to tell our listeners that they can learn more about your study on www.